Hello, and welcome to Words of Wisdom, a podcast dedicated to reflecting on the wisdom of the Book of Proverbs. Your host is Dr. Jerry Weirwool, who will share life-giving truth from Proverbs that will help us become wise and discerning. Wisdom is a journey, and we hope you will join us for this exciting adventure.
There are many things that wisdom is said to provide to a person, but everything that wisdom offers must begin with one thing: living with the fear of Yahweh. As it says in Proverbs 9, verse 10, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. It is helpful to understand that the fear of Yahweh is often used to express things that wisdom provides, since wisdom consists of living with the fear of Yahweh. To be sure, wisdom involves more than only living with the fear of Yahweh, but the fear of Yahweh is the foundation of wise living. Proverbs 19, verse 23 says, "The fear of Yahweh leads to life, and the one who has it will sleep satisfied through the night and not be visited by evil." When it says that the fear of Yahweh leads to life, it's talking about more than just being alive. In Hebrew, the word translated life is actually in the plural and is a metonymy for all the richness, fullness, and blessings that Yahweh intends for his creation to have. The sort of life that the road of wisdom leads a person toward is true life. Much of the book of Proverbs tells us about all the great benefits that come from living with wisdom. As we have seen in previous episodes, wisdom offers safety, security, success, prosperity, healthy relationships, happiness, peace, stability, and many other wonderful blessings to enjoy. But we can essentially lump together all these benefits of wisdom as being facets of what it means to have true life. While the main focus of the meaning of life in verse 23 is about the present benefit of living with the fear of Yahweh, the ultimate meaning is eschatological, that is, end times, where true life, that is, eternal life, will be given to those who submit to the rule of Yahweh and obey his commandments. However, one important aspect of true life that we can experience in our lives now that is often overlooked is contentment, being content. And this is what the second half of verse 23 is speaking about when it says, "The one who has it," that is the fear of Yahweh, "will sleep satisfied through the night and not be visited by evil." One might read this verse and think that the primary idea being conveyed is about peace and sound sleep. But the emphasis is more on being satisfied when you go to sleep. The person who has the fear of Yahweh will sleep satisfied. The Hebrew word translated satisfied means to be content and refers to feeling fulfilled and having all that one desires. This contentment and having all that one desires is not a generic statement where we can fill in a list of everything that we want and that we think would make us feel content. Rather, the wisdom of the proverb is telling us that this contentment in life is directly tied to the fear of Yahweh. It is the fear of Yahweh that will cause a person to sleep satisfied, because everything that brings true contentment in life is only found by living according to the way Yahweh designed life to be lived. The imagery of sleeping satisfied paints a picture of receiving a deep and sound sleep where all of one's worries and anxiety is gone. This contentment in life could be described in this way. Picture yourself as though you have just finished eating a sumptuous meal that leaves you feeling entirely full and satisfied, and you lean back in your chair to stretch, not having even the smallest desire for another morsel of food. But it's not just being truly content and sleeping satisfied that the fear of Yahweh offers. It is also sleeping with safety. The last phrase of the verse says that the person who lives with the fear of Yahweh will not be visited by evil while they sleep. Evil is being personified here as a messenger that visits people, bringing calamity and trouble upon its victims. But the person who fears Yahweh is protected from evil, and it will not visit their home in the night. Thus, the proverb is asserting that if you live with the fear of Yahweh, you will sleep safely and be protected from harm. At this point, we must remember that while the book of Proverbs makes assertions like what we just read here in verse 23 about sleeping safely and being protected from harm, Proverbs are not unconditional promises about how life works or what will happen in any given situation. Much of what Proverbs is doing is trying to get the reader to see the value of wisdom and living with the fear of Yahweh. And if a person wants to be content and sleep satisfied at night and to not be afraid of evil and to have the Lord protect them, these things are found with wisdom and living with the fear of Yahweh. They're not something that can be achieved by ourselves. A person will not find these benefits in life by pursuing selfish ambitions, which drives a person toward self-sufficiency. The danger of feeling self-sufficient is that we depend upon ourselves, and we let go of our reliance upon Yahweh. This is why later in Proverbs it is written, "Give me neither poverty nor wealth. Provide to me my portion of bread, lest I become satisfied and deny you, and say, 'Who is Yahweh?'" We will replace our desire for Yahweh and living according to His ways with our own ideas of how to be content and sleep in safety. If we can do it on our own, then who needs Yahweh? If we can provide everything we need to be satisfied, then we don't need anyone or anything else. But to honestly think that this is possible is utter foolishness. We can never be content with ourselves only. We need Yahweh God in order to find true contentment. Augustine of Hippo wrote this very truth in these memorable words, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." But many people think that if they work hard enough or make smart enough investments or career choices, that they can get everything they want in life. Unfortunately, it is a massive self-deception, as such people will find that at the end of their life, they were chasing an impossible dream that they could never attain. Only Yahweh God can provide true satisfaction in life and peaceful rest, knowing that our lives are in His hands and we trust Him wholeheartedly. In another related proverb, in chapter 14, verses 26 and 27, it says, "In the fear of Yahweh, there is strong confidence, and He will be a shelter for His children. The fear of Yahweh is a fountain of life, that one may turn aside from the snares of death." Again, it is the fear of Yahweh here that is being highlighted and is the basis for the positive benefits that wisdom provides. The first benefit mentioned is strong confidence. This strong confidence is not in ourselves, the national government, or any other human institution or force. Instead, it is only found in the fear of Yahweh. The Hebrew words translated strong confidence are also used to refer to a strong city or fortress. In the ancient world, at the time when the book of Proverbs was written, one thing that made people feel safe and secure was living in a fortified city with high walls around it and strong defenses against invaders. People trusted in the strength of the city wall and its military forces, and it was a successful way to provide protection for citizens from being attacked by bandits, raiding parties, wild animals, or invading armies from foreign nations. Eventually, however, every city's barrier can be worn down and broken through. But unlike the limited strength of the city's fortified walls, in the fear of Yahweh, there is unbreakable strength. The confidence and reliance that we can have on Yahweh God is infinitely greater than the strongest fortress or most strategically placed city, and thereby He can be a shelter for His children, as the end of the verse states. Living with the fear of Yahweh provides us with the ultimate source or grounding for feeling secure and confident. Wisdom tells us to not trust in ourselves or other people, but to trust in Yahweh. It doesn't matter where we live, how much money we have, what we have accomplished, or who we know. What sort of confidence can we really have in life if it is not based in our Creator? Everything in this world is bound to fail us at one point or another in our lives. We may be forced to live in dangerous places. We might lose all our money, or be outdone by someone else, or be abandoned by our friends and family, but we will never be forsaken or let down by our God, Yahweh. In Him we trust, for He is our hope and strong confidence. Moreover, the fear of Yahweh is said to be a fountain of life in verse 27. In this powerful metaphor, submitting to Yahweh is what brings an overflowing and abundance of life. This is because of the help and protection that Yahweh provides to the one who obeys Him and seeks to live under His rule. It prevents a person from turning aside to the snares of death. This contrast in the metaphor brings out the reality of what lies at the end of the road each person chooses to walk upon. Either a person will walk on the road of wisdom with the fear of Yahweh and be refreshed by a wellspring of life and receive health, wealth, success, protection, and prosperity. Or they will walk on the road of foolishness and become caught in the traps of death, that is, the pain, suffering, and destruction that it will bring. In order to illustrate the true rest and contentment that one can have in Yahweh, which we read about in Proverbs 19:23, I want to share with you a well-known modern proverb called The Fisherman and the Businessman. It goes like this. There once was a successful businessman who was strolling along the docks one morning in a small coastal village when he saw a fisherman with a small boat coming in from the sea to dock. After the fisherman docked and was beginning to unload his catch of the day, the businessman noticed that the fisherman had caught some really good fish. So he complimented the fisherman and told him how impressed he was, since it was still so early in the morning. The businessman asked the fisherman, "How long does it take you to catch these fish?" The fisherman replied, "Oh, only just a short while." The businessman was astonished and said, "Then why don't you stay longer at sea and catch even more?" The fisherman replied, "Because this is enough to feed my whole family." The businessman then asked, "So what do you do for the rest of your day?" The fisherman replied, "Well, I usually wake up early in the morning, go out to sea and catch a few fish, then go back home and play with my kids. In the afternoon, I spend time with my wife, and when evening comes, I join my friends in the village for a drink. We play guitar, sing, and dance throughout the night." The businessman was perplexed by this and offered a suggestion to the fisherman. "I am a successful CEO in business management. I have helped build dozens of very profitable businesses. I could help you become a more successful fisherman. From now on, you should spend more time at sea and try to catch as many fish as possible. When you have saved enough money, you can buy a bigger boat and hire a crew, and then be able to catch even more fish. Soon, you'll be able to afford to buy multiple boats and set up your own company, your own production plant for canned food, and a distribution network. By then, you will have moved out of this village and to the city, where you can set up an office headquarters to manage your thriving business. You will make millions." The fisherman, who was listening intently, responded by asking, "But how long will all this take?" The businessman responded, "Not more than 15 to 20 years. The fisherman continued, "And after that?" The businessman laughed heartily. "After that, you can retire and move to a small village on the coast where you can relax and fish, play with your kids, spend time with your wife, and enjoy evenings in the village where you can play guitar, sing, and dance with your friends." What this proverb illustrates is the false sense of accomplishment and the danger of greed that is often purported by people who are only thinking about what they could have or don't yet have, and they are oblivious to the satisfaction and contentment that is possible right in front of them. They say that money can't buy everything, and isn't that the truth? Money can't buy contentment or buy back the years we would spend pursuing wealth and accomplishments. There are wonderful benefits to humbly surrendering and living with the fear of Yahweh and honoring Him as the one true King of the universe. And there are dire consequences to prideful living and disobedience to His commands. But if we live with the fear of Yahweh, we can find rest and peace and have strong confidence without being preoccupied in pursuing unnecessary exploits that will only fill our life with more trouble and stress. Living with the fear of Yahweh produces a satisfied life that nothing else can. If you want to sleep content at night, start by holding fast to the fear of Yahweh and letting Him be all that you need. He will provide the rest and satisfaction in life we so desire. And we don't have to waste 15 to 20 years seeking to get it ourselves, with only disappointment and heartache awaiting us at the end of the journey. This is the wisdom of the proverb.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Words of Wisdom podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we would be so appreciative if you would share this podcast with your friends. And if you have been blessed by this work, please consider supporting the podcast by clicking on the donation link in the description.